And joining us on the line, we have Keith Boma of Sun Group. How are you doing, sir? Hey, you doing well. So I know we got some rain over here, and don't know if you got too much over there in Fredonia, but at least we kind of avoided the severe stuff this morning. That was just in northeast Oklahoma. So, but we'll see what happens this afternoon.
Yes, sir, you're right. And it's great to have some rain here in spring. You know, last year we kind of missed all of that. So looks like this year is going to be a lot different. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, we like to bank that up as much as we can. So, hey, what do we have going on as far as auctions here in the near future?
Well, yep, want to get everyone up to date on that. We do have an auction tomorrow. So this is going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. This is Longton, so just right down at the fairgrounds, actually. So it's pretty easy to find. Just turn there at Longton, go down the main drag there. It's Kansas Street, and follow it all the way to the end toward Tees, and then take a left. You'll see the fairgrounds. Another thing is, too, if it rains, it's not going to be a problem because this stuff's going to be on the inside. Other than, you know, we'll have a few large items that will step out and sell those whenever, you know, we get a little break in the rain. But so not going to be a problem as far as the weather goes. Some of the things in that auction, you know, we've got a nice bumper pole Terry Dakota camper. We've got a John Deere 4040 tractor, got a flatbed gooseneck trailer. Then also we have guns, ammo, gun safe. We've got golf carts, four-wheelers, a little three-wheeler buggy, a lot of antique stuff. We've got some fishing lures, and we've got the old style, the wooden ones, the real collectible ones, and just a whole bunch of other stuff in there, a lot of collectible comic books. If you collected, like, those old Spider-Man, I mean, there's so many different types, Red Ryder, there's so many different old kind of comic books that's going to be in here, tons of that kind of stuff, lanterns, tiller. We've got a rotor tiller that's going to be in this one, too. And also, I want to bring up that we've added some other things that wasn't originally going to be in the sale, but we have added those in there. That's one being a Kawasaki Mule. This is a 3010 diesel with power steering. Nice little Kawasaki. It's got the doors that are not on it, but he said he does have the doors that go on it. It's got a heater on the inside of it. Does need a windshield, though. Kind of got like a partial windshield in there now. That thing runs good. They use it on the daily. Also, we added to that auction was a John Deere 2630 diesel tractor. This does have a loader on it with a bucket. So another good running item that's used on the daily. Those have been added. Also, too, I think I talked about this last week, we've added in a truck. This is the 2018 Chevy 3500 HD, so it's a one-ton. It's got the 6.0 gas engine in it, 138K on it, so not a whole lot of miles. The 4x4, this has got a Butler bed on it, the round bed heater on it, you know. And it's that Butler bed's in real good condition. It's not rusted out or anything like that. They put it on new with the pickup when they bought the pickup in 2018. Also has a C3 feeder, one of those cake feeders on the back of it. This thing's set up and ready to go feed some cattle. This is a real clean truck on top of that. It's cleaned up real nice. Just put some brand new tires on this thing. They still have the stickers on them. So, anyways, another nice addition to this auction. You know, someone that's looking, or if you are, give me a call. I can give you some more information, or if you need some pictures or something like that, just let me know. So, also looking ahead, going into next week, we're going to be setting up an auction in Towanda. This has a lot of cool stuff in it. If you like outdoorsy kind of stuff, we've got tons of different mounts and stuff, so I encourage you to go over to our website, look at some pictures of this upcoming auction. This is going to be May the 4th, so it's not this Saturday, of course, but the following Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, this has got some really nice stuff in it, from really nice furniture, and I'm talking good hardwood stuff, bedroom suits, some nice leather couches, recliners, pictures, nice pictures that hang on the wall. These are Duck Unlimited pictures, hunting pictures of just all different types of things. A real outdoorsy type of theme to this house. So everything was kind of based around that. We've got a lot of hunting rifles and shotguns and handguns and those types of things that are going to be in this auction. And also got some, we've got a couple little dump trailers that'll be in there. We've got a nice mower, 61 Skag mower in it. Those are really nice mowers. And lots, again, of just kind of taxidermy kind of stuff. That's been mounted from elk, buffalo, bear, turkey, white-tailed deer, muley deer, all that kind of stuff, and tons more. Fish, you know, from trout, bass, all that kind of stuff. So really a neat auction. So I just encourage everyone to go look at that, pick up a sale bill somewhere. Or if you need one, you know, just give me a holler, and I'll get one sent to you. So anyways, that's kind of our next thing that we got going on in our auction. Coming up. So again, if you have any questions, you know, on that, just give me a shout.
Absolutely. No, I know you're a great resource on all of those, but hey, I wanted to pick your brain here a little bit this morning. As we kind of talk about auctions and folks who maybe they haven't, you know, really participated much either from the buying or selling standpoint, what are some of the benefits to both parties involved when you sell items at an auction?
Well, yeah, and that's a real good question because there's certainly benefits both ways, regardless if you're the seller or the buyer. And I guess briefly I'll kind of talk a little bit about if you're a seller and kind of what some of the benefits are to that. You know, one thing that you can count on is the buyers are coming prepared to buy. You know, they know that the property that we're selling, regardless if that's real estate or personal property, is selling on that certain day, so people are coming prepared to buy. Auction, you know, generally means a quicker sell, so that reduces long-term carrying costs. So say, for example, you know, if it's real estate, you know, obviously, if you're just putting it on the market, sometimes that might mean it hangs out a while on there, whereas if you're auctioning it on, you're going to say, hey, I know that on this date it's going to sell. So you kind of cuts down on, you know, just keeping it longer and paying someone. I mean, there's so many carrying costs that you don't think about, you know, that they add up, you know, that you're paying utilities every month, obviously taxes, someone's mowing the yard, any kind of other maintenance that goes on with it. So it's nice for that. It also ensures that your property will be sold at true market value. As an auction, we've discussed on here many times, it's a good way to get true market value. And also that exposes the property to a large number of pre-qualified buyers. And also accelerates the sale because since we're setting a date for it to be sold on again, you know, you're kind of more planning this out. So, you know, you can accelerate the sold date on it because we're setting the date for it to be done on. You got just a little bit more control on it. It also creates a lot of competition between the buyers. You know, auction prices can certainly exceed the price of a negotiated sale or even an asking price. So again, that's just more of that true market value stuff that we talk about on here. Also requires potential buyers, again, to be pre-qualified for financing, and because whenever we do these sales, it's not subject to financing, but a buyer needs to already have their financing in order before the sale. So it kind of takes that process out of it too. And the seller, again, knows exactly when that property is going to sell. And also we're going to know when the closing date is going to be because we set all them things before the auction date. So we set, of course, the auction date, but then also the closing date. So usually you can find the terms of all that on the sell bill or if you're just asking questions to us when we're selling it, we're going to be able to tell what the closing date is too. So, and I think another big thing too and a benefit to the seller is that it takes the seller out of the negotiation process of it, which I think is a pretty big deal. can always kind of get into be a stressful, you know, situation. So it's kind of all taken care of on the auction floor. And then, you know, it also ensures that when you're doing an auction that, you know, we use different types of marketing strategies, you know, when we're doing an auction, you know, because obviously we want to get a lot of visibility and get a lot of interest going on that because when we've got a date set now, we've got to, you know, amp up our advertising in order to make sure we get that exposed to a lot of potential buyers. So you can be ensured that whenever we're doing those kind of sales, you know, we've got some great advertising going on and some aggressive kind of advertising that normally you may not get if you're just listing as a traditional listing. So that's some of the benefits, again, to a seller. And just to cover a few things, you know, as a buyer, you know, because there's, again, certainly benefits to both the seller and the buyer. And I would say, you know, a lot of good, smart investments, you know, are made on properties that are purchased, you know, obviously at fair market through competitive bidding. So, again, knowing that you're buying that property at fair market value is really a big thing as a buyer. You know, the buyer knows, you know, that the seller is committed to sell because they have set up this auction, they've set a date, so there's no doubt that this person wants to sell their property. It's not questionable. Also, the buyers ultimately determine the purchase price. It's all the bidders and all those potential buyers out there that's going to set the price. Auctions, again, eliminate that long-term or that long negotiation process, you know, because basically, again, you know, we're putting all these negotiations out there right there on that auction floor in a real transparent way. So, again, I feel like that's a huge thing. The negotiations taken out of the process. Auctions, you know, also reduce time to purchase property since there is a set date because, again, we're setting that date. So another benefit to the buyer, purchasing in the closing dates, again, that's a benefit to the buyer as well because you know when we're going to close, you know everything. So again, that's a benefit to both buyer and seller. Buyers know that they are competing fairly on the same terms as other buyers because it's all, you know, basically if those ain't been to an auction, those usually handled at a location to where, again, it's very transparent and everyone's competing on the same level, the same terms, and in front of each other in most cases. So, and also, you know, buyers come into an auction, you know, receive important information about the property. Also, it's a good time to ask questions. So if you're coming to the auctions, you have questions on that property. Again, this is real estate or even personal property. It's a good time to ask your questions before that is sold, whether if it's, you know, a vehicle tractor or if we're talking just real estate or selling land. It's a good time to hear other people's questions as well, too. Other people are going to bring up things that maybe you didn't think about, but you're going to learn more. So, again, I just think all in all, it's just a real productive way that to sell by auctions, and it's got benefits both ways. It's not just a benefit to a seller, but it's also beneficial to a buyer as well. So, you know, anyways, some of the, just kind of briefly covering over some of the things, but if you got any more questions about auctions or maybe you're kind of considering it, you know, let us know. And again, I'll be the first one to always say that not every property is meant for auction. So, but if you think you maybe you got one or maybe you want to just list something traditionally and do it that way, not do it by auction, because we certainly do it both ways. You know, just give me a call. I help you make those determinations, bring up some good points, and then, you know, you can kind of make a decision from there. So, anyways, best way to get a hold of me if you have any questions on this upcoming auction that we're doing or if you have any real estate questions, regardless if it's real estate auction related or just listing it, you know, just feel free to give me a call. My phone number and the best way to get a hold of me is 316 616-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131. And we'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
All right. Well, Keith, appreciate it. Always a wealth of knowledge over there. And I hope that some folks will be able to learn something. And, you know, it's always fun to go to an auction just for the spectator sport, but also just for that networking. And, you know, anyone who's in that business of buying, selling, and trading, just to kind of know what things are worth. So, hey, I hope you have a great weekend, sir. And I look forward to talking here again next week.
All right, James, thanks so much, and look forward to seeing everyone at the auction tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. That is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group. You can check him out over at their website, or, of course, just give Keith a call at 316-680-5131. Coming up, we will have more Open Line straight ahead. We'll take your calls here in just minutes after a check of some beef industry news here on KGGF.